This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Just before Joe then spoke and said welcome back, there was a voice that you heard. It was advertising a certain event that we're having here, the takeaway. It was the voice of
Lee Chui Lin.
And why are we talking about Lee Chui Lin?
Because Ramli Sirap says that Lee Chui Lin has the gold standard in calming radio vocals, like the treacle to the ears with near perfect diction. Definitely his choice for a personal assistant's voice.
There you go. Mm. So we have a bunch of those. We are talking to you about if you could choose any voice to be the voice of your digital assistant, your digital companion, who would you pay to have? Of course, he just said Lee Chui Lin. We've had a whole bunch of tweets. We've had a whole bunch of WhatsApps. Let's stick with Twitter whilst Audrey's over there.
All right. Another one here from Eddie Chu. Actually, one voice that I would really like is that of Patrick Teo.
Absolutely, that would be great.
We also have Aaron, who said Cillian Murphy as Thomas Shelby from the Peaky Blinders.
From the Peaky Blinders.
And MFB says Bernie Sanders.
The top 1%.
There you go. I
mean, he's been waiting.
Oh, man.
That whole brain just
love,
to do that.
I love Bernie whenever he goes on the top 1%. It's just like, you know, you love it. You love it. You love the top 1%. You know, I love it. On WhatsApp, we've got a number ending with 3429 says Rick from Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Banderas. Some are saying Stephen Colbert. Benedict Cumberbatch. Gordon Ramsay. Scooby-Doo. Yabba dabba doo. Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift, but I guess the what do you call them? The Tay-Tays?
Yes.
No, the Swifties. Yeah?
The Swifties.
Oh, okay. I think you're thinking of something else.
And then Zainal says here, and Zainal is actually very interesting. He chose Arnold Schwarzenegger or Christine Wong of BFM.
Oh,
there we go.
There you go.
One extreme
there
to the
you
other.
Go. Yeah.
Christine, can you say I'll be back?
No. Well, no. But thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, so now the reason why we're talking about this, like Rich, you mentioned, right, at the start of the show, yeah, it is really because Amazon unveiled a whole bunch of new kind of devices, and they also then announced that Samuel L. Jackson will be their first ever celebrity that will be using their neural text-to-speech recognition software that's able to basically get them to you know, mimic Samuel L. Jackson's voice. So they actually unveiled a dizzying number of new gadgets to complement that announcement. And they provide, literally all of them are all hands-free access. So you can ask Alexa to play a song, to give you directions, or whatever else you may need on the go. And all these products, they cost from about $130 to upwards to about $180 each. In total, they announced 15 new products. And
wow.
Yeah, so it's a lot of them. And it really does kind of feel like Amazon just
had... Too much too soon?
Not really too much too soon. It's just like, you know, in their R&D center, they themselves couldn't decide what are the devices that people would want to use in the future.
Right. Oh, let's do this. And let's do this.
Probably Jeff Bezos just walked into the, let's just do all of them and then see what sticks in the future, right?
You can sell them to the top 1%.
And of course, you know, Christmas is coming. Everything is coming out by October. So
exactly. Yeah, and $120 feels like it's, you know, it's kind of like the sweet spot to get you into the you know, the smart device kind of you know, world, right? And also because a lot of these products, some of them are just upgrades, like they're just better speakers, better sound speakers and stuff like that, but some of them are a completely new device altogether, right? So starting off with the Echo Loop. So this is a smart ring that literally vibrates or nudges you whenever you get a vibration. It's a ring that's built with a titanium frame and it looks really large. You know, you can just sort of like Google titanium rings and then you kind of imagine putting three of those rings together to get that one ring. And the reason why it's slightly big is because it has a haptic engine and two microphones that's built in within this ring. So what you do with this ring is you kind of like tap it with your thumb, because you're going to probably put your ring in your
index finger, or your middle finger.
So you're going to use your thumb to tap the bottom of the ring and then you whisper to it, like, you know, Alexa, tell me the weather now, and then you put the ring finger to your ear, like you're pretending to be on a call.
What?
And then it will sort of whisper to you. Yeah, so again, exactly. You will wonder, why would someone do this? And it really is because probably Jeff Bezos just walked into the R&D and go like, I don't know, let's just launch all of them.
But it sounds pretty cool, though. You know, I mean,
we've seen the Google Glass before. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, you know, it may look cool, it may sound cool, but it will just put you in a very awkward social environment when you're out there and you're just like, and then you're doing one of those.
It kind of half looks like, because the movement of putting like your palm to your mouth is like half blocking a cough, but like it's weird. Yeah. And then putting it to your ear as well, it's just like, sorry, I can't hear you, but actually you're listening to something. Yeah,
they've even got the Echo Frame eyeglasses. Now this kind of looks like just regular eyeglasses, but they don't have a display or a camera, so it's not recording anything. But what it does, it does have a discrete microphone, so you can actually chat with Alexa without getting your phone out. And this is apparently, Amazon is saying it's slightly more clever because of the what do you call that, the glasses band?
Right, yeah.
The band that goes behind
the
arm itself, right? Mm-hmm. So the arms come in with this built-in speakers, a microphone and speakers, and the speakers are angled in a way that it will, it's not using one of those, you know, bone conducing kind of technology at all. What it does is actually a speaker that is shooting down the sound of Alexa, but it shoots in a way that only you can hear it. No one else next to you can hear it.
Unlike those Bose speakers that we were talking about this morning, that
the
kind
one
of
that you put
sit
on your
around
shoulder.
Your shoulders supposedly fire it up into your ears, but if you've actually seen them, anybody who sat around, you can hear what you're listening to.
So,
you know?
The Verge apparently did a test on this, and they did say that if you actually put it up to loud, the person next to you will be able to hear it anyways, because you can't direct sound in a direction if it doesn't have like a funnel or something. Right.
Yeah.
It just goes open air and it just, you know, directs it to your ear. There is the Alexa Smart Oven, which is basically a microwave, but it also can do like the convection cooking, can do air frying. What it does with Alexa is that you can scan barcodes on food items and then Alexa will give you suggested cooking time. So it's just many different ways that you can use Alexa, and they just want to put Alexa in every single, you know,
device
point of entry, device at home, right? They even got this new thing called Ring, which is a new indoor camera. It's basically a security camera, but fun fact is that, you know, it's gonna record everything inside the home. So they do have a home mode that will disable the video recording on demand. And there's this thing called the Echo Glow. So a lot of these Echo products are targeted to adults. Echo Glow is actually made for kids. So it will be a colorful lamp that can blink patterns, or it can go into this what they're calling this is a campfire mode, basically to mimic a campfire. So it will do, yeah, so it's just for something for the kids, but again, now it's going to understand your kids as well, right? And really, you got to really just step back and ask yourself, like, okay, granted, you know, Amazon came out and they had, like, you know, before this whole event, they've got privacy issues, and we know with Facebook and Google, all these companies have these privacy issues, right? So to prove a point, Amazon really came out and they rolled out a whole bunch of new privacy features. One of them is like this new camera shutter that will electronically disconnect on the camera in the new Echo Show 5. Then they've got this new feature called the Privacy Zone, so it will only it will let you to select particular parts of the camera view that will be disabled for recording or for live view. A whole bunch, you know, got the home mode, so you can tell Alexa to, like, you know, stop recording when you're home. It can also kind of like they've got new voice commands. So what it will do is that you can actually tell Alexa to delete everything that you've just said in the past day. So then Alexa will delete everything that you've said, so you just forget the memory, right?
It's like Mission Impossible.
Yeah, but the problem with all of these, though, that it's, you know, privacy is just more than just a feature that you announce, right? It really is the core of it. So whatever Alexa, Amazon, Facebook, Google, whatever they do with this is more of like, do you actually trust them, in the sense that do you actually trust that, you know, they are going to take advantage of the data that you are giving? Because in short, you really got to trust Amazon as a company to say that, like, okay, you know what, even at the time when I'm using these devices, when, you know, Richard, you use your Google Home devices. I trust that Google will not use this data to, you know, manipulate me and, and do things that I do not want. You know, granted, you can have a feature that says, like, stop recording, stop doing this, stop doing that. But that's a feature. Privacy itself shouldn't be a feature. It should just be something that it's a trust.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're there yet. So, I don't know.
It's interesting that a lot of these new announcements from Amazon have come out now, because I know that Google, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be announcing a whole bunch of new devices that they're releasing as well, and a whole bunch of new software. There's updates to the Google Home, and the what was the Amazon one you were talking about with the camera at home? What's it called?
Ring.
Ring. So Google have a competitor they call Nest. I'm sure you've seen these as well. Video recording at home, similar kind of stuff. I think the one clear difference that I see, though, And it's a fairly obvious difference, is that Amazon's entire remit is about selling stuff, right? Getting rid of whatever's on their shelf, whereas Google is all about collecting information. We know that Google have been collecting information for a lot longer than what Amazon have, and so therefore have a lot more in the kind of banks, as it were. With all of these devices being introduced and many, many different devices, maybe there's the idea of, like, okay, we need to get as much information as we can in a shorter space as we can to try and compete with Google, maybe. Let's wrap up with that. Short break. The Jam up next with Going Underground. When we come back, our final story of the day, still related. The smart kitchen is very stupid. But if you'd like to get in touch and let us know who you would have as your digital assistant, if you could, anybody, let us know. 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. One last message over on Insta Story from Chani Huang, who says, Chuang of BFM. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.